Say hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there. Hi, this is Sahak with Local Splash calling you guys back. How you doing?
Good. Sorry, Al had to step away, had to take a call, so I didn't know how to
use Oh, no worries. It's okay. Not a problem.
Well, I don't like toys.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey,
my
me
name's
neither.
Shelley.
I'm with you. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Again, my name's Sahak, but a lot of people just call me Hawk, H-A-W-K.
Hawk.
That's
okay.
Fine, too. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yep, for sure. So I guess while we're here, I'll give you a quick rundown of what I was going to kind of talk to Al about. And I guess if you have any questions or anything, feel free to shoot. So
okay,
basically, the main part of the service, if anyone is to search for, you know, pest solutions, pest control, any, you know, variation of that on Google, he would show up as ANS Pest Solutions there on the first page when he would typically see the map pop up and you see the local businesses that would service that area. So he'll
right.
show up there. More people find him organically through their searches, and then in turn, more people would call him directly. So it's not like a third-party service where, say, like Angie's or Home Advisor is listed there.
Right.
It's
right.
ANS Pest. So then you don't have to weed through other people calling them or pay per lead or chase clients, which is the best part. Now, he wouldn't
right.
just be listed on Google either. They're also looking at Bing, Yahoo, any popular directory. So, I mean, they could literally search anywhere. As long as it's for pest control, you know, or any variation within that area, he's going to show
mm-hmm.
up.
Okay.
They also do help with social media and things like that, Facebook. They run sponsored ads. There'll be like a designated technician team who will run all that for him. So then at the same time, he can take it off his plate. And then if he wanted to, he could have them run new promotions or content, you know, change keywords at any time. There's even an app he can download on the phone where if he wanted to, he could see everything real time. So there's call tracking. If there is, you know, any area he's being searched in the most keyword wise, where he's being searched this way, we can optimize everything, and then, of course, he can make suggestions himself as he sees fit.
Okay.
So pretty much the rundown.
What do we got to do to, what do we got to do to get it up and running?
Well,
so let's see.
Do you do a web page, too, or something?
Sure, yeah. Actually, that would be – I could see about getting, like, a web page included as well, because you guys don't currently have one, right?
No.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. I remember, I think we were talking about before me including that website in the $2.99 for you, right?
Yeah.
Yep, can do, not a problem. So let me just kind of start off with the Google. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I'm thinking about it. I just wanted to ask about if you do a web page, if we could put a link to our portal for payments and things like that, you know, because a lot of people have access to the portal, but if they went onto the website, they would connect with our portal. Cause we have a payment portal.
Sure.
Yeah, and we have where, you know, if they have audits and things like that, they have auditors' information there. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because, I mean, having a new demographic of people, you know, contacting you through the website would be, that's stellar, of course. Yeah, I can definitely see about that. Yeah, because we'll use your own pictures, content, you know, your logo and everything, and then we can actually see about even, like, scheduling or billing for clients or things like that. Let me see if I can include that in the free site. It may not come with the free site, but let me just make sure with my technician real quick.
Well, this is good to know. Yeah,
no, definitely can do, though. We do offer that, so let me see here. Okay. Now, as for the – I'm just waiting on an answer from him. As for the Google business profile here, so the phone number I have is the one we're talking on now, the 776 one. Is that going to be good for the listing as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what's a good email?
Well, right now we have baseball. It's just his Gmail. So baseball 101024, I believe. You're looking
at
me. Okay. At Gmail. Yeah. I think it's 101024. Let me go look at his business card.
Yeah, no worries. I want to make sure we get that right.
My brain is fried, so.
No worries. Hey, I had those days too. Don't worry. I think we all do. No worries.
Well, I'm HR, so I deal with a lot of different things during the day.
Oh, well then, yeah, you, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
good.
It's 1010 24@gmail.com, and then the mobile
so
is the 8317 1010 24@gmail. Okay,
yep. Got it. And then, is that his full name, Al, or is it a short for something?
Well, his full name is Alfonso, but he just goes by Al.
Okay, so just for the listing, especially for the billing and all that, they do need the name. What's his last name?
Garcia.
Garcia. Okay, got it. Let me just make sure that saves, because you know how technology is. You never know sometimes. Let me go Alfonso. Okay, and then as for the Google business profile, basically how this is going to appear to clients online, so when they would typically be calling you guys, is hours of operation good for like 9 to 5, 8 to 6? How would you like that to appear?
8 to 6 or whatever. Yeah, that's fine. 8 to 6 is fine.
Okay. Can do.
Yeah, I don't care.
And we can, change things at any time, you know, too. It's flexible. So if you guys do end up wanting to change that, not a problem at all. So let me
okay.
see here. 8 to 5. Okay. And then what about clients contacting you guys? Phone text is the preferred, right? Not email? Or would you like all three?
All three is fine. Either way.
Okay. Can do. And then for the areas, I had 50 miles north from Salt Lake and then down to St. George. That sounds about right, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, can do. So I got everything else here listed for the keywords, so we're good there. I think we have everything there. So just double check. Yeah, I think we're good. Okay, next would just be billing. So the address that I had, let me just make sure we do have the address, actually. So where is it you guys would want to be verified? Like, now, if it's a home address, keep in mind, we will opt out for you, and you won't have to list that online. If it is an office address, though, we can list it. It's really up to you guys.
Well, we have a post office, and it's not a post office box. It's an actual physical address. But so I'll just give it to you. 1935 West.
Okay.
4700 South. Number 230.
Number 230.
Taylorsville, Utah.
Okay.
84129.
Taylorsville, Utah. 84139?
129.
129. Okay, sorry about that. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There it is. So that's 1935 West, 4700 South, number 230.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. So that is saved. Let me just go here. Okay. Give me a moment here. Taylorsville, Utah. There it is. Okay. So now as for just to, you know, clarify everything, so $299 is the monthly fee. That's month to month. There's no contract, and that covers everything that we offer. So there's not going to be any additional costs to any of the leads or anything at all. And I did confirm with the technician, we can add that payment portal for you on the standard site.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So that is included. There won't be any additional cost. And again, you can also cancel it anytime. There's no fees associated with that. And of course, since it's open, you know, it's flexible, you can also upgrade it anytime. It's very flexible. So let's go here. So as for the payment method, is that going to be like a Visa or a MasterCard?
A Visa. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't,
and then, oh, no worries. Yeah, whenever you guys are ready.
Will you grab my purse? So when would it be effective? When would this?
Good question. So, yeah, so everything, so website, your Facebook ads, all the listings, you know, directories, that's all up in 2 weeks. The only thing that takes a little bit more time is the verification with Google, like for the Google business profile. Cause I don't know if you guys have ever been through that process, but it is kind of, it does take some time. So we have our technician. That's one of the first things that he'll do when he speaks with you guys, most likely probably like tomorrow morning or afternoon, whatever's good for you. And he'll get on that right away. That takes about 30 to 45 days on average. I have seen it done faster, but I like to go with the average and just be transparent with the timeline and expectations, you know?
Definitely. I don't have to put
but everything else is about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And you'll even see some jobs start to come in about 2 weeks with the Facebook and everything, especially with the website.
Okay.
That should already be getting some movement going.
And then I can repost the Facebook link and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because he'll run it. Of course, he'll run the ads, but the posting and everything else, the interaction with clients, that you guys will be in charge of that.
Okay. I've got the card now.
Okay. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
4296.
Okay.
1900.
Okay.
0057.
Okay.
1061.
1061. So just to confirm, 4296, 1900, 0057, 1061.
Correct.
Okay. And the expiration?
4/26.
4/26. Got it. And the number on the back?
470.
470. Got it. Let me just save that. Okay. Now, once it processes here, you're going to get your invoice through text and email. Usually text is the easiest way to access it, so we'll probably do it that way, but totally up to you guys, whatever's easiest. Then once we do that, we just have one other quick step. And you guys are all good to go. So, because I handled about half of the process with Al last time we spoke, so you guys are pretty much already there. So let me do that now. One sec here. Did he have a question?
Wait, no, sorry. My husband just finished his call.
So what's going on?
Oh, okay.
Hold on. He's processing.
Yeah, it's just processing now. We've got everything pretty much set up. You're all good to go. We just have one other quick step. Once this processes, you're going to get your invoice through text and email. We'll go through that real quick, and then once that's done, there's just one other quick step, and I'll set you up with the technician for, I mean, it's kind of late now, probably most likely tomorrow morning or afternoon. Since we are on that subject, what is a good time for you guys to speak with him tomorrow?
It's probably going to have to be afternoon because, we have something in the morning. So.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem at all. Yeah,
we can do it at 4:30 again.
4:30.
We'll
yeah, sure. I'll double check our calendar, but I think so. We're on Pacific time, so the earliest would be 10. Yeah, earliest would be 7 a.m. Pacific, all the way to 3 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, that's fine. We can make that work.
So we'll set it up here in just a sec. Let me just get this payment process for you so we can get you guys on your way. One sec here.
Hey, Hawk, you know, this is going to do it like for commercial, right? How we're going to do this?
Yeah, it's really up to you guys how you want to use the targeting on the marketing. We could do either or both. It's really up to you.
You might as well do both and see what you get the most of.
Yeah, exactly. And then if one's really not working out, we can just cut it out and then, you know, kind of feel it out first, kind of get the feelers out there and see, you know, what comes back. That's what we usually do, I mean, in most cases, but totally up to you guys.
Okay.
So that did process. You should see that on your online banking, of course, but also let me double check the text message. Should definitely be in your email, I believe, but I'm going to, one sec here, I'm going to send you the text.
Baseball Gmail.
Yeah, you can do that.
It's on your baseball email. It's it's like your card.
You should be getting a text to this number now, too, that has a direct link to it. That way you don't have to find the email. I just sent that.
Okay.
There should be just a link there in the text. Once you click that, that should take you to the invoice. Let me know once you get there, and I'll walk you through that.
Yeah, and then I just got it on here.
Okay. Because you can always forward
to you.
Okay. Summary.
Perfect. Okay. So, yeah, it's going to show everything that's included, the pricing, you know, down to all the smallest details. Once you get to the bottom there, you'll see a box that you'll click. It says, I'm the authorized user. Then right below that, you'll see a spot where you would type his name, Alfonso Garcia. Once you've done both of those and hit confirm signature, that should navigate you to our website and ask for a username and password. That's how you know it went through. Let me know once you see that. Were you guys able to find that?
Username and password, sorry.
No worries.
Create one then?
No, so our technician will set you up with that. I can give you a temporary one, but there's not going to be anything there because he hasn't set it up yet. So it's better just for him to set it up. That way you'll actually have your dashboard set up and you can kind of maneuver through it and, like, you know, check everything out for yourself. He can do that tomorrow as soon as when you speak with him, and he'll set up everything else as well. Now, we just have one other quick step before I set up that time with him. It's called our voice verification. It's basically to walk you through that invoice we just looked at and also to ensure the accuracy of the order, you know, go through everything. If you have any questions along the way, just let me know. Don't hesitate to stop me. Not a problem at all. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
ANS Pest Solutions.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Al Garcia, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. You know, with the verification, building the website, content we'll need from you, just to expedite processes, of course. Now, as a result of increased visibility online as well, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to set up a security question for you guys now to use at the top of the call to make sure it's us when we're calling, and it makes it much easier to disregard other calls that may be, you know, solicitors or whatever the case may be. Now, let me go ahead and set that up now. There's three options. One is mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Which one should we do? The city I was born in.
Okay, and the city name?
Farmington.
Farmington. Got it. Let me just, there it is. Okay. Saved. Good to go. All right. Next. Now, if you're not going to do any other, marketing with, say, another company, don't worry about this. But if you do, just make sure to let the technician or us know. That way we don't do something that might interfere with their marketing efforts or vice versa. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, February 21st, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $299. That will be your recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative to do so. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, so you are good to go. Just got to set up your time with the technician. Now, you said run the same time tomorrow, right? 4:30 Mountain Time?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, sure. Let me see here. So 4:30, that makes it 3:30 our time. That should work. So they're going to call between 3 and 3:30, like in that window. Is that okay?
I guess.
Yeah, just because the last hour that we would do it is 3 o'clock Pacific time, which will be, so it is going to be in that window between 3 and 3:30, so it's going to be between 4 and 4:30 your time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. So let me just set that up now. Where is it? 3 o'clock. Okay, so I'm just setting that up now. Other than that, you guys are all set to go, so let me just send this.
I know my wife already talked to you, because I told you she's the one behind this, but...
No,
so
I
right. When we were talking yesterday, you were talking about the website thing and all that. And
right.
You were going to put that in with this, right?
That is included, and as she did request, we are adding that payment portal for clients, so you can get that new demographic of clients from your online portal online, like you're with your website as well.
Okay.
And anything that you do want to change, so you do end up getting a business email or want to change your keywords or anything at all, just call in and let the technician know, and he can do that, you know, Monday through Friday during business hours. Anything you guys want to do, we can do that.
And you're on this too, right, babe? So you can call on it?
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah, good idea. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put her as another holder on the account. That way she can talk with people and also be involved in the process too. Yeah, so let me do that now. See here. Okay, and let's see, wife, and your full name?
Shelly, S-H-E-L-L-Y.
Okay, and is there a different email address, or should I just keep it the same one?
Do you want to do softball bit for yours?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, because I can't access
it. Yeah, because you can't access mine. Do softball, 24-24-10 at Yahoo.
24-24-10 at Yahoo. Okay, and then the phone number should be the same then, or is there a different one?
Hers is different. 702.
Okay.
423-9007.
9007. Should that be the number that they call for the interview tomorrow?
Yeah. That's what I.
Because she's gonna be the one.
Who's the brain?
She said come home early, right? And then she's gonna handle it. Okay, perfect. So I'll put that as the number to call. Perfect.
Like
okay.
I told you yesterday, she's the brainiac, not me.
Right. Yeah. Because the brain's in the operation. I got you. No worries. So let's see. I think you guys are all set. You should have that email with the time with the technician. It's gonna show as like a Google Calendar invite. Just hit yes on that RSVP. That confirms the time. The technician will do the same, and then you guys are all set. You're good to go.
Where's that going to go to? What are you talking about? Where's that go?
That email should be in yours in the baseball.
In the baseball one?
I'm guessing you guys are baseball fans.
Well, we all
you should
play.
See that. Oh, you do? Oh, you guys play in a league?
No, we play tournaments.
Nice.
My son does, and I do. Yeah. So what do I do?
You see there it says yes, no, maybe, right there near the top. You see that?
Well, I have 3 different ones that came. Local Splash.
Oh, okay.
Welcome.
So it'll be the most recent one.
And then there's the Shaka girl.
Sahak. That's me, yeah.
That's it.
That's why I said to call me Hawk, because sometimes my name is not the easiest name to pronounce.
That's why I said it. So on that, do I hit yes on it for you?
Yeah, just hit yes there, and that confirms the time. Exactly.
I did, JC. Did it go there?
Let me check on my end here. Yep. Looks like you're good. Okay, great. So you're all set. They're going to call between Yeah, so it looks like you're good. They're going to call in that window, tomorrow between 4 and 4:30, your time, And then they'll set you up with everything. I already made the notes about the website, the payment portal, and all that, so he knows, you know, the gist. You guys are all set. Appreciate you guys giving us a shot. Welcome to the team, most of all, and we'll speak with you tomorrow afternoon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. You guys have a good one. Enjoy your night.
You too.
Okay, bye.